Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. And a delight is to be here on this absolutely beautiful evening in Ireland. The weather has, temperatures have kind of gone up a bit. It's extremely beautiful, and people are wearing bright colours. It's so beautiful to see, and it's just lovely. Anyhow, I'm moving on with the show. I decided to call this show Spiritual Self-Knowledge, Time Maps, and Overcoming Diversity. For most of you who are following Almeen's work will probably be aware of this already, but those of you who aren't or are new to her teachings, I felt I would give you like a quick rundown of what's been happening. And I've got some beautiful elixirs here to play as well. So let's have a look at what we'll maybe communicate with you guys right now. Yes, I wanted to speak to you about healing with light, the fuchsia light. This is a recent thing that Almeen has mentioned. Anyone who is actually doing the blog with Almeen, it's a blog that Almeen has created. So you would go to spiritualjourneys.com, www.spiritualjourneys.com. You would click on the blog link, and then you would see up on the right-hand side, lightworker.co. It's basically for people who are interested in Almeen's teachings and want deeper insights into what's happening cosmically. And these are coming from Almeen's personal life and her experiences, and also on a cosmic aspects, which I always find when you are walking this sacred journey, there are divine synchronicities, and they literally tie in with your own, your own life that you can see being played out in your own reality. So, you would click on that, and you can actually ask questions on it, and connect with people on it. I mean, some of the questions are really beautiful. Talks about walking the four winds, the loss of mind in four stages. She explains about that. There are many deep, beautiful things that Almeen explains, the feat of sobriety. And also a beautiful question someone asked, how can we influence the world without the world influencing us? So if you want to know more about these profound questions and answers, you can actually go to lightworker.co, like I said, and click on that link, and you can also register for that, which is only $19.99 a month, which is exceptional because the information is profound, and also for the actual video audio that you get at the very start, I highly, highly recommend it. And it also ties in with the beautiful online course that Almeen has done now, which is Becoming a Master of Manifestation. There are absolutely incredible meditations in this to help you shift things within yourself. There are mantras that are given. There are, it's interesting because she does like a meditation with the fuchsia light, and how she spoke in the audio about, merging the masculine and the feminine, the divine masculine, the divine feminine. And it turns out that the masculine was the one that's spinning. But if you want to find out more about this, it's worth considering listening to the, checking it out even for a month, because I think you can do it like monthly, or you can just say, right, okay, I've tried that. You can stop it after a month, or you can keep going. It's totally up to you. I even recommend it just for the audio actually alone, because it's very profound, and you definitely shift from even watching that, and it's just beautiful to see Almeen. So somebody just decided to cut their grass. Okay. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there seems to be kind of a little bit of grass cutting going on outside. I've been doing the show. Okay, moving onwards. I'm just trying to find Becoming a Master of Manifestation. well, it's actually called Becoming a Master of Manifestation. And it is a beautiful, 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 like, comeback thing for Almeen, you know, where it's her first online course in a year and a half, and it was really beautiful. And there's meditations for manifesting peace on earth, meditating for manifesting a harmonious environment, ceremony of abundance, and you get beautiful, beautiful, mantras to say with that as well, which are really powerful. And I'm doing them. So I just thought I'd mention those two things to you because I noticed since I did that ceremony in the Becoming Master of Manifestation, where you're actually healing the human grid within yourself, you're using the fuchsia light and all of that stuff. I have noticed in my environment that I'm seeing fuchsia light. It's incredible. I'm seeing cars actually, and they seem to have upgraded their cars with this fuchsia light, which I think is really, I started laughing when I saw it, you know, it was like, wow, that's amazing. I'm starting to see it in my environment, like this fuchsia light. So I just want to give you a little update on that. Now I'm going to actually play an audio, and I'll come back to you. This is from The Poetry of Dreaming, which is from Almeen's beautiful yoga, the Shrihat yoga. So you normally play The Poetry of Dreaming beforehand. You'll receive these beautiful images, and this was like a mixture of black and white light alchemy, alchemical sound, so cancel that illusion in your environment. So I would like you to enjoy this, and even if you want to sit and listen to it, maybe some images will come up for you. You go into a place of silence, you might see some beautiful images. So I'm writing them down, but don't go into mind over it. Just observe the images that are maybe coming through. So I will play this exquisite music from Almeen. I have to say, it really is very beautiful. And I will be back to you. Please enjoy it. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to the show. That was the beautiful music of Poetry of Dreaming from Almeen. You can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Vanessa, and very glad to be here. Now, before I play the music, I was talking about healing with the light fields, the fuchsia light. So someone asked a question, how can I work with the light field of fuchsia that starts and activates the process of self-cleansing and self-healing? Perhaps placing oneself in an eight-pointed star of the color fuchsia with the intent to restore the function of cleansing in the body and the automatic self-regulation of the body. Almeen's answer is, it is always amazing to me just how sensitively light fields respond to intent, visualization and thought. Visualizing the light permeating yourself and the shadows of past dreams dissolving in its presence on a daily basis, perhaps when you're taking a bath or right before you go to sleep is a good way to start. If memories of the past do surface, envision them being bathed in the fuchsia field. Any old injuries in the body can be removed by focusing the intense fuchsia light in the area. And then there's a little personal note saying, I thought of posting an example of the color fuchsia and ran it by Almeen, plus someone requested an example. So the color is posted on spiritualjourneys.com on this particular post, the fuchsia color, if you're interested to know what color fuchsia is. It's a very beautiful color. And that's why I was making the reference to I've seen cars with fuchsia light since I did the meditation. It's really kind of profound, to be honest. So I wanted to mention that to you guys because of how powerful our thoughts are and how if you become aware of what we are actually manifesting in our realities and how we can actually shift things within ourselves very quickly if we want to. So I was going to mention on another note about the silent retreat as well. But I think that's someone here on the line, so I'm just going to say hello. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Hi. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Not feeling very well.
Thank
you. May I ask a question?
Yeah.
I am seeking employment. I have applied for Kaiser Permanente, TRICARE, and Franklin Templeton. Will any one of these employers hire me, and will I keep the job for several years?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again? Sorry, what?
Yes, I am applying for employment at Kaiser Permanente and TRICARE and Franklin Templeton. Will any one of these employers hire me, and will I keep the job for several years?
Oh, gosh, that's a very deep question. This show is dedicated to Almeen. She's world-leading mystic and seer. So what this show is about is we're actually discussing the beautiful online course called Becoming a Master of Manifestation. And what I'm talking about is healing the fields of light with fuchsia light. So we don't actually do readings on this particular show.
Okay.
So, I think your question is referring to something like that. But you're very welcome to listen to the rest of the show if you want, and maybe you'll get some more insight. Or you can maybe consider having a listen to Becoming a Master of Manifestation. There's actually a very powerful, beautiful ceremony to, bring more abundance into your life, and more financial abundance as well. So certain things have to be kind of healed within your being, maybe before, you know what I mean, or certain things cleared. There's beautiful tools that you can actually use, to help clear maybe certain energetic blockages, like clearing out debris from the meridians of the body, which would be done with the Arashtaka yoga, and you would actually learn about the principles of abundance. But that's just on another level, you know what I mean? So if you actually are looking for a reading, then we don't do that on this show, unfortunately.
Oh, I understand. So you're more into health then?
It's holistic, but it's also kind of guiding people to maybe see what belief system is holding. I mean, Almina's brought through these beautiful tools to help humanity break free from belief systems and kind of like matrices, things that have kept them stuck in maybe a certain reality, you know? And so a lot of these sacred tools have been brought out to assist humanity maybe break down those matrices within themselves, and also beautiful tools for self-guidance and stuff like that. But also, you know, she brought out a sacred tool called with the Book of Runes. So you can actually have readings done with the actual rune masters. But that's not happening on the show right now. But it's beyond just healing, because there's so many deep, profound insights that occur when, say, if you wanted to have a holistic healing, or if you wanted to experience that, or if you wanted to experience the yoga, the Arashtatva yoga, or the Srihat yoga, or the Saradesi Sattva yoga, and then there's the sacred breath of eternal life yoga, which I'm going to play later on, because what it's doing is they're like working like a sacred alchemy. They all become like an alchemy. So you're creating like a sacred alchemy that's building on itself, and it's nearly like an equation that you use, and it builds up within in your field, so to help you maybe transcend a certain, you know, certain things that you've been holding on to, you know. So it's a very graceful transition that can occur when you're using her tools.
I see.
So it's just a different way, you know. But there's many different ways. I actually have a beautiful Alchem Quest card, and I'll actually pull one for you, okay? We'll see what happens with this Alchem Quest card. Well, the Alchem or the Angel God card, actually, as well. And let's just see. It shows. It's quite spontaneous. So we'll do Divinity Quest. These are beautiful cards that Almin has. And let's see, we'll ask the Angel Gods. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Wendy.
Wendy, okay. Okay, this is a card. It's number 34, and it's from Divinity Quest by Almin. It's called Suhanet Kli Arastar Sutvi. And it says, we bar genius and perpetuate mediocrity by holding on to past standards. Excellence, as that which transcends previous accomplishments, must always find its inspiration in the newness of the moment.
Okay.
Very beautiful card. Yeah, it's a beautiful card. I suppose you're so welcome. And I'll just do an Alchem Quest one for you now. And these Alchem Quest cards actually help to bring hope to your heart. They actually activate hope in your heart. That's what the actual Alchem beings kind of help to do. So I mean, receive these beautiful cards from the actual Alchem beings.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. This one is number 8. And it's called Menesut Arkvi. The agitation of the world grows still when seen from an eternal perspective. Through slowing the breath, and the mind is still so that the perspective can expand. That is a beautiful card.
Yes. And what deck are you using?
This one is the Alchem Quest from Almin. I don't know if they're still available, but you can check them out on Spiritual Journeys. It's a beautiful Alchem deck. And I just thought it's quite pertinent, actually. So the agitation of the world grows still when seen from an eternal perspective. Through slowing the breath, the mind is still so that the perspective can expand. So it's like silencing your mind so that you can go into an expanded state of awareness. I'm not going to force my thing on it, actually. So welcome.
Thank you.
So you're so welcome, and thank you for listening. So I'm going to kind of put you back on kind of I'm just going to kind of obviously have to mute the, you know, your end. But I will continue with the show. And if you, you know, you can always contact me on Facebook, or you can check out Almeen on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And I'm going to read on now, and you can listen to the rest of the updates of what has been happening in our reality and stuff, in your reality, and everyone's each, you know, unique reality. And thank you so much for calling in. So delighted to connect with you, Wendy.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. So that was beautiful, Wendy, listening to the show. And there are no accidents, as you and I both know. So thank you, Wendy. So moving onwards. Yes. How fitting now. I'm going to read about the silencing of the mind. Okay. So there was a little post here saying silencing of the mind, a silent retreat. And someone had this question, and I thought it was a really good question because, you know, I think a lot of people might be like, what if I can't have a silent mind? What if I'm not able to do this, you know, for, you know, people going to a silent retreat with Almeen? And someone said, after a silent retreat, a recent silent retreat, she said she had what seems to be an unusual amount of inner dialogue of the mind. Why is that? And Almeen's answer was, there could be two reasons. Firstly, during the silent retreat, by about the third day, almost every one of the participants were able to silence their mind as I worked on stopping the spinning motion of the mental, the 144-faceted polyhedron. Now, I'll just, before I go any further, Almeen speaks about these in the blog, which is only $19.99 per month. I would recommend anyone who's interested in it because she speaks about the polyhedrons and how we're actually healing the human grid within ourselves. And she goes right down to, like, you know, the DNA and everything like that, which is incredible. So I just wanted to add that little note in there. And that's, like, that's on the blog and at the top of the page at lifeworkers.co. That's what you click on to, you know, register for that. So when that goes back into motion or to class, it's far more noticeable. It arises from resistance to things in our environment. Secondly, the fuchsia light generated by the equation we activated wants to purify past life trauma, but in some instances the insights weren't gained. These insights that want to surface will cause the increase in dialogue. Watch the signs in your environment as well as your dreams. They'll tell you what to look for. They'll tell you what to look at for in insights, and you can actually click. There's a little link there that Almeen has to get, you can, you know, you can visit the Spiritual Journeys website and free section, and you can download your dream dictionary there, and it will actually, you know, you will actually get a free dream dictionary. So if you are, you know, having a lot of dreams, you know, and you think this is this, but actually when you really look at the dream symbols, they're, you know, they're not what they seem that you might perceive them to be, first of all. But when you read the dream dictionary, you're like, wow, that's really interesting. And it also removes judgments, you know. It's amazing. So are you interested in attending a silent retreat with Almeen? Because there's a few spaces still available for November the 7th, the 11th, 2016. So you can actually contact jan@almeen.net for more information on that. So it's contact jan@almeen.net for a silent retreat this November 7th to the 11th. How beautiful. So moving on next in my little, I don't know if I, how much longer I have online here, but yeah, Almeen brought out this really sweet, well, there's a couple of things. First of all, she mentioned about, you know, questions about using the fragrance alchemy, which I absolutely adore. I am in love with fragrance alchemy. It's so incredibly beautiful and powerful beyond measure. So someone asked a question if they want to treat clients. Is this the one I want to see? Now let me see for a second. This may not be the question. This may not be the one I want to use. I know there's another one. I'm trying to find it. It was about blessings that Almeen did on your personal blends. I think she's still doing them. I'm not 100% certain, but yes. Almin personalizes the fragrance alchemy. So there was somebody who wrote in and said she had a personal blend for about a year and she didn't feel it was doing anything for her. Almin answered saying, My dear sister Ronnie has mentioned to me that you feel your personal blend isn't effective for you, and here are a few reasons why this could be so. All of her products present themselves to me in visions and dreams. The visions around personal blends indicate that the objective of a personal blend is to peel away the layers of illusion gracefully. The blend should function this way for life. If there is a specific area you want its benefits focused on, you can request that at the time of ordering. Otherwise, these transformational effects are broadly experienced throughout your life because its function is to remove the obsolete in your life as gracefully and as easily as possible. You may not notice how people and circumstances fall away in your life over a year, how your focus shifts and your values change. Personal blends have subtle influences to help you see through illusion, and it works on your environment. This is much more difficult to discern and something that alters you directly, which is transmutational. If you store your blend on its sigil, it should not lose power from radiation or geopathic stress. So that's amazing, and I just wanted to share that with you because they come to her in visions. I mean, I didn't know that they came to her in visions and dreams, so that's, you know, it's lovely to know, actually, you know, to receive that information and, you know, be aware of it, but the profundity of what's happening, you know. And also, if people are interested in a personal prophecy, Almin is doing personal prophecy. So actually, if Wendy, you're still on the line, yeah, she's not there now, but a personal prophecy is a very beautiful thing to have as well from Almin. So let me see. Just came into my awareness, Wendy, about that personal prophecy for you. If you can hear me, that's what I would ask you to consider, a personal prophecy from Almin. Okay, rainbow sandwiches for the homeless. Is there any special reason why you're taking so much interest in household accomplishments and cooking such delicacies for the homeless? And Almin's answer is, she says, as you know, all we do is archetypal as a proxy for the larger picture. And she said, I'm nurturing by proxy the many displaced and homeless people on earth. These have increased because of those from the lower underworld have made their way into our reality. Last year, the light showers, the sacred government did not effectively govern the earth because of lack of cohesiveness. It's time to clean up the chaotic areas of life on earth, to tidy your home. I do this by proxy. I have said that time is so non-existent for me now, that I feel like a little boat adrift on the endless ocean of time. Now, Almin went into this a bit deeper on the lightworkers, messages for lightworkers. And I did feel she was in kind of a very lonely place when she explained it a bit deeper. So, and, you know, if we're going to transition to become a resurrected being, we're all going to go through, maybe we're all going to go through the same thing. I don't know. So anyway, she said, I can hardly tell the difference between day and night. My inner clock isn't working anymore. This causes fear, like every major evolutionary leap does, that knocks the existing foundation out from under your knee. The only way I can measure my days is through my accomplishments. The excellent ones, I take care of. So it's really, you know, it's beautiful because I actually, you know, took a little, I did with example because there was a guy who I would see and he was homeless and he would sit every day, even in the rain, he would sit and just, you know, I bought him like a sandwich and a nice hot drink and I just gave it to him and I haven't seen, I literally, my intention was so like powerful and strong. I said, as a proxy for all of existence, with the intention of nurturing him, thanks to Almin's post. And I haven't seen him since. It's like he's kind of disappeared. I don't know. But, you know, I just think it's amazing, to be honest, because if you become more aware of who you are and your own, you know, powerful being of who you are, then it's a beautiful thing to happen on earth, you know. So I think we're nearly finished with the show now, beautiful, beautiful beings who have been listening to this. Also, overcoming adversity, which I felt was resonant for what was coming up in my environment these last couple of days. Almeen's thought for the day was, don't be discouraged. Small beginnings, for in the time you seed, the mighty oak tree slumbers. Hold the vision and tend to the details along the way. A baking dish today, an Olympic swimming pool tomorrow. I mean, that was so resonant for what I was experiencing, and I just thought that was a massive message. And it was divine timing also. Also, Almeen has created self-knowledge quizzes, which are really fun. I did. And the first one is to assess your degree of romance with life. And you answer these questions. And I have to admit, I did want to answer a couple of them. And then you're assessed on that. And then you will receive a little tablet. So I got the tablet of Akbar. And I was actually told that... where is it now that I wrote it down? I was actually told that I got aware appreciation, and I have to laugh because she said they completely tie in with the time map. And also when you live your, you know, what the mantra that you've been given or the mantras that come with the time map, what beings are doing is it's helping to, I think I'm not doing, they're helping to create a resurrected reality, which is amazing. And I laughed when I got the aware appreciation because on my time map, I discovered beauty through aware appreciation. And I was like, okay, well, if I've got aware appreciation, then I must be discovering beauty, you know? So I just think it's fun, you know? And it's not done in ego, you know, it's just fun. So on that note, my beautiful, beloved life family, I am going to finish the show. You can listen to the lovely Seven Breaths of Eternal Life. And it's another yoga elixir from Almeen, and actually from the yogic seven breaths, and it's amazing for removing trauma from the body, and it does an awful lot more than that, but I'm just going to say that for now. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a very beautiful elixir, and you know, just relax and allow yourself to be open to feeling the healing frequencies from this beautiful music, all from Almeen. With my love, praise, gratitude and trust to each and every one of you, I am delighted that you tune into the show. And thank you, beautiful Wendy. It's actually reminding me of a fairy being now. So maybe you have to get another insight on this. So, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Good night, and see you next week. Thank you.